Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Where do we start? We got John Jackson, the Joker, from Twitter with us because this week we get started on Tuesday, which is great. John, good to have you with us here in studio. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. I don't know what happened to Fussy Bussy. Apparently, he was supposed to be at some Labor Day deal in Missoula and never showed up. I don't know. Were you guys hanging out? What happened?
Well, he is fussy. You know that. So he's temperamental. He says he's going to show up somewhere and then maybe he doesn't. But did you see the picture? I mean, you know, he's always got to put out his hunting shots. He's out there hunting with his boys out there because he's just a good old Montana guy. And here he is in his pink shirt.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, there's a whole lot wrong with that. Come on. Let's just get that straight right. Have you ever hunted with anybody that wears a pink shirt?
I have not.
Yeah, I have not.
Now, you can go to Tough Enough to wear pink night at the rodeo or even a volleyball game, but I haven't heard of Tough Enough to wear pink day when you're out hunting yet, but there's always a first, I guess.
Yeah. You know what Elon's algorithm on Twitter does? The minute I ever even see one of his tweets or click on it, now it starts feeding me all of his tweets. I'm like, you know, make it stop.
All right, so for the listeners who don't know who Fussy Bussy is, this is the gun control activist who is the Democrat candidate for governor. In fact, I just saw this. I was trying to do a search and find out where Fussy Bussy was at for Labor Day, because the Democrats are supposed to be out there virtue signaling at Labor Day picnics on Labor Day. But I couldn't find anything. But I did find this from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Why doesn't Ryan Bussy want Montana voters to know he makes money attacking gun rights? They're asking, what is he hiding? Because he is still refusing to release his tax returns. And then they lay into the fact that he got paid $150 an hour to write expert testimony and $300 per hour to sit in a court to testify on behalf of California's gun control legislation. So what else is he hiding is the question the National Shooting Sports Foundation is asking.
Well, that was the shocking thing to me being out at SHOT Show last year. Here you are at an event in Las Vegas, Nevada, a national event, and the people out there from that organization are national people. And they not only know who Ryan Bussy is, they despise him. I mean, they'll tell you flat out he is the biggest enemy that shooters and 2A people have.
Well, and, you know, I could see why Bussy, frankly, and any Democrat wouldn't want to show up at a Labor Day picnic. Because, I mean, these are the Democrats that have been killing union jobs for the last 3.5 years. You know, get the jab or lose your railroad job. Killed railroad jobs in Glendive because of the war on coal. They killed the Keystone XL pipeline.
Do your accent, man. Do it with your accent.
I can't do it again. I got to. Man, I'll we got a break coming up. We're going to try to figure this out. We're going to. Foghorn Leghorn might have to make a reappearance on Montana Talks. Did you guys hear Kamala Harris in Detroit? Out there in old Detroit now. We might tell you a little bit about that coming up all right after this. More bad accents to follow.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, I think we need to play the audio for some of our listeners. Some people heard it Fox News Radio earlier this morning on one of their Fox News updates, had the audio. But for those of you who missed it, the Trump War Room shared this video of Kamala Harris. Now, that same day on Labor Day, she was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she talked normally. She talked just like she normal. Well, I don't know if her normal talk is normal. But anyway, she did not have the fake accent that you're going to hear that came out in Detroit.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Anyway, John, so my rant was, you better thank a Democrat for killing the Keystone Pipeline. You better thank a Democrat for killing Coal Strip 1 and 2. You better thank a Democrat for the war on coal. You better thank a Democrat for killing the timber industry. And at the risk of being too obnoxious, I'll cut it off right there.
Listen to that. Play it again. I mean, you listen to it. It is the combination of Minnie Mouse meets Foghorn Leghorn. I mean, and she thinks she thinks she's doing a black accent, but I mean, it's not anywhere. It's like we were talking at the break. It's like that that prosecutor in My Cousin Vinny. It's like some Southern racist drawl.
Yeah, she's like, well, now, Your Honor, what I would like to tell you about today is like Hillary Clinton had a better accent at a Southern Baptist church talking about her hot sauce than Kamala Harris just had.
I ain't no ways tired. Nobody told me it was going to be easy. Oh, Jesus.
And then I think afterwards, here's Pittsburgh, John. I don't know if you heard her Pittsburgh conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a little different from this one, wasn't it?
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave.
That's right, John. That's right. That's right.
The second one, she's doing Eddie Murphy from Distinguished Gentleman, you know, Mike Jett. Jeff Jett, and the name you know. That's
They need like a supercut right after the Pittsburgh version where it's, remember when Weird Al Yankovic did that mashup of Riding Dirty, but it was Gonna See Me White and Nerdy. You know, they need the White and Nerdy version right after that.
Oh, she does that all the time. She's going to hit the same lines at every spot. Did you see she's got the new way of not taking questions from the press, too? She gets out of her car, runs to the airplane with her ear pods in connected to her phone. I can't hear you.
We need a track event. We need a competition here where, you know, we have John Tester and Kamala Harris on the starting line, and then we have some reporters come up and ask them questions, and we see who sprints the fastest away. Who is the fastest sprinter away from the media whenever anybody tries to ask a question?
Aaron, I know I'm messed up and I know I'm twisted. You know that as well because you know me for a while. But
that's why we bring him back.
Right, just went to my brain right now was John Tester in a pair of little running shorts, getting down in those blocks and then sticking his butt up. I need a screwdriver to get that up my nose and get that out of my brain.
We've got a pink hunting shirt for you. You can wear. All right, let's go to Mike in Big Timber. Mike, we're getting way off track. Get us back on track here, Mike.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Good morning, gentlemen. I did not know Foghorn Leghorn had a sex change operation. the comment I wanted to make, and then a question for you, Aaron. The comment on the interview, I don't know if you heard it, was Harris was asked a question about one of her issues, and she said, in answering, she says, "I'm concerned about the babies and grandbabies." That's a quote, and I thought to myself, "Really, you're worried about babies and grandbabies, and you're a proponent of abortion? Come on, don't be so hypocritical."
Abortion on demand all the way up to the due date. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And a question for you, Aaron. Mark Levin made a point that in 1986, Kamala Harris attended the attended Howard University doing undergraduate work. Did you see her? Did you ever run into her?
What year was she there again?
86.
No, I was only six. I wasn't there until 98. That's when I showed up at Howard University. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Missed her.
All right.
I didn't see her at Howard Homecoming either. But then again, I was kind of busy. I had to go wait tables and working on Capitol Hill, so I didn't get to have as much fun hanging out as I otherwise wish I could have while I was attending there. But, yeah, no, great campus, though. Let's see. John Jackson, we got about a minute before the break here. This was a crazy story out of the New York Post. We know that illegal aliens are showing up in jail cells all across the country. I mean, we've got illegal aliens getting arrested multiple times here in Montana, wrong way drunk driving on the interstate, fentanyl, meth trafficking, you name it, stabbing people in downtown Bozeman, stabbing people in the Flathead Valley. But New York City, this is crazy how big the number of migrants are in the jails there.
Yeah, Midtown Manhattan. 75% of all the criminals arrested and taken to jail are illegals. And, you know, you would say if that was any other place, maybe you might feel a little sorry for them. But you know what? New York City, y'all deserve every single bit of that. Let us know when you're ready to tap out.
This is John Jackson's You Voted for This. You suffer the consequences. Tough love from the Joker on Twitter.
No other way.
All right. We'll get to more of your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. We'll jump right back in the phone lines right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, John, this is great. I was playing some of these clips during the break here. I'm going to see if you can pick it up over. I'm going to play it from my cell phone into my microphone. I'm going to see if they can hear it. So we got great listeners all across the country. So cool. I served with this guy overseas with the military. We were deployed together in the Horn of Africa. He's a retired Navy captain, which is like being a full bird for us Army guys, right? Yeah, great guy. But anyway, turns out he's listening to the show right now. So we were talking about, you know, Kamala Harris sounding like foghorn, leghorn. Let me see if this will work. Let me crank up the volume here. Let's see. All right, there we go. Let's see.
That boy's body sharp as a bowling ball.
And one more.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Anyway, good stuff. Hopefully that came out over the microphone there for everybody else. But yeah, back to this New York Post story before we get to the phone calls here. So they're saying, this is in the New York Post here, migrants are flooding New York City's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops. But then, man, the big story last week was how down in Aurora, Colorado, this Venezuelan criminal illegal alien gang, Tren de Aragua, taking over an entire apartment complex. They had a city council member from Aurora, Colorado on Fox News.
But more importantly about that story, Aaron, is Denver Mayor Johnson's response to it. And I got his quote right here. He said, "The much bigger risk here is the perception that newcomers are dangerous." See, they don't want to talk about any of this, about the illegal crime wave and the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing our streets and our cities to be overrun by the prisoners and convicts from other countries, because that might actually get people talking about it and they might think these people are actually dangerous. That's the biggest risk here.
Yeah, because Tren de Aragua, it's just trendier water, right? Like, that's the Spanish pronunciation, is trendier water, is Tren de Aragua, right?
Aragua, no, that's a different word.
That's a different one, not Tren de Aragua. Yeah, no, I'm joking with you. I think he thought I was serious there. John, you should know me by
water,
now.
Water train, is that water train?
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a Venezuelan prison gang. How did a Venezuelan prison gang get into America? It's almost as if Venezuela let people out of their prisons and sent them to America to cross our southern border. It's almost as if what Donald Trump has been saying this entire time is exactly spot on.
A big story out of Chicago as well. They've got those gangs up there taking over areas in Chicago as well. Now, it is not a mistake that you have these massive gangs of Venezuelans all over the country, because it's exactly why, like you just said, Maduro opened up his jails on us just like Fidel Castro did 40 years ago.
I want to get your take, since we're talking Venezuela, I want to get your take on Brazil and how Brazil is trying to now shut down X, Elon Musk's X, otherwise known as Twitter. We'll get to that. But first, let's get to some phone calls here. Next up, calling in from Eastern Montana. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected. Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, John. Good morning, Montana. Hey, I finally found one fact Senator Tester and I agree on after 17 months of reporting on this guy. Now, Senator Tester said, quote, "It's simple. Women should have the freedom to make their own reproductive health care decisions." Well, end quote. Well, of course they should, Senator Tester. But really, women don't have a choice in our country. Here you go. Women didn't have a choice to serve our country and not take the COVID jab. Women don't have a choice when they are assaulted or killed when they go for a jog. Women don't have a choice when their children are shoved in a classroom with non-English speaking students. Women don't have a choice when a bad actor grooms her child for gender reassignment surgery. Women don't have a choice about a job because Tester's bad policy has crippled our industries. Women don't have a choice when they're trafficked from our res or our southern border. And young women don't have a choice whether to get to compete against bio males. Thank you to Lily Metzger for being brave and standing up. So I am not quite sure at what point under 18 years of failed policy and failed leadership by Senator Tester, women lost so many rights, but I'd like to fire Tester so I can reclaim mine. I hope you have a wonderful morning, and thank you very much to Lily Metzger.
Hey, you too. Yeah, thank you so much for the phone call. Lily Metzger, for those of you who are wondering the reference there, yeah, if you missed the story, on our Montana Talks website, she's also joined us here on Montana Talks. She is the student athlete at the University of Montana who blew the lid off of that big story about how a dark money group backing liberal Senator John Tester was trying to get paid student athlete endorsements of Senator Tester. And at least two of these women rejected it, citing John Tester's vote to allow men into women's sports. But great points there. Oh, women's rights. They don't care about women's rights. They don't care about men's rights. And the COVID jab and the lockdowns and the mask mandates is a great example. And that's just one, of course.
Everything they say is a lie. Always remember that. I want to make a point about the caller, the Tester there. I'm telling you, Aaron, I think you already know this. She is an absolute warrior. She is everywhere on every venue shouting and doing the work of the Lord. And I think whatever happens here in November, she needs to seriously think about a career in politics, because that's the kind of person we need. It's not only somebody that's right on the issues, but somebody that is tireless. And she's both.
No, that's exactly right. And I've gotten to meet her in person now a couple of times, first out in Miles City when we were doing some events out there, and then at the High Plains Brewery in Laurel. We did an event there before the Trump rally in Bozeman. And you know what's so cool about it? It's kind of like how I got you on the radio with us here. I kept seeing these tweets from this at Private Joker US guy. I'm like, man, this guy's hysterical, and he makes some really good points. And I can't remember if I reached out or you reached out or whatever, but you know, when I first saw this, I'd see the Full Metal Jacket photo and the name, and I'm like, who is this guy? You know, and I'm like, wow, he's a real deal. He's in Montana. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer. Like, hey, let's get him on the show. Because sometimes you'll see accounts on Twitter and you're like, okay, who are these people? Is this some anonymous account, somebody hiding in a basement in Helena right now? Same thing with her. Kept seeing these tweets, Tester will not be reelected, just hammering liberal Senator John Tester. And, you know, kind of an anonymous account at first. Well, then I find out and actually get to meet her. Like, no, this gal is the real deal. You know, she's basically an oil field spouse I believe, spouse of a veteran as well, if I remember right, who is sick of what's happening to this country, and she is determined to speak out about it and do something about it. So it's so great to see everyday folks standing up.
And you can tell by her personality and her excitement. She's also going to be that person that's not going to go up there anywhere to Helena, to Washington, and lay down and go along to get along. She's going to stand by her principles and do what's right.
All right. I think this is Francis in Big Fork on the phone lines. Francis, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, and you guys are great. And, you know, I just heard an ad, not all of it, about how wonderful Tester is. And this young man, it sounds like a young man, and I wonder how much he got paid since he's trying to pay people, the girls he tried to pay, and, you know, he's just such a liar. Oh, and he was standing up for the, you know, the guys that lost all their irrigation and water, and he's great. He's done so much, you know, for the Royal Roads and everything. And
yet the High Line's going dry. And the High Line's going dry.
That's right.
And right now all these towns along the High Line, along Highway 2, are being told, hey, if you want your water next September, give us a bunch of money. Give us a bunch of money right now. Yeah, that's the latest on the St. Mary's siphon replacement plan. Francis, great to hear from you. A couple of different angles there. First off, she raises a really good question. Now that we know that Tester's supporters are paying people to endorse him in commercials, basically, how do we know if all of these people that are appearing in his ads are being paid or not, right? It's a very good question, credibility issue.
You have to just go ahead and assume it. And like you and I have talked about before, you see these, you know, these police officers or retired police officers who the Democrats have spent the last 20 years destroying that profession and trying to put these people in jail. And you see a couple of them endorsing Tester. Now you know. Now you know why. It's because they probably got paid. But I want to make one more point on that Lily Metzger story. Imagine if that had been Steve Daines, Republican Steve Daines, got caught up in something, paying people to endorse him, paying kids to endorse him, what do you think the Montana media reaction would be?
Oh, it would be wall-to-wall coverage, editorials, you name it. They would not let that story go. But because it's a story about liberal Senator John Tester, they refuse to report it. I don't think one TV station or one of the major newspapers has even reported that story at all. And then back to your point about, oh, there was this TV commercial featuring a law enforcement officer supporting John Tester. Yeah, I know exactly who that guy is. And yes, he is being paid by John Tester and the Democrats. He has a consulting business. He's getting money from the Democrats. So, of course, he's being paid. So, basically, he is being paid to show up in their campaign commercials. And I will guarantee you that's happening. There's other folks who are in commercials for Tester, and that's the same reason why they're doing the commercials as well, is because they're getting paid consulting this or that. And so it's a total sham. But you get out there and talk with real law enforcement officers. They are outraged at Tester and the Democrats, not only for what their party did, you know, supporting Minneapolis burning and the defund the police movement all across America, but also the fact that John Tester's open border policies are the reason our communities are being flooded with drugs and crime, and why these police officers have more work on their hands. It's because of Tester's open border policies.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Luckily, John Jackson is going to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. I was just thinking, man, that we're already over halfway through this hour of the show. It's just flying by much too quickly here. Although, actually, man, who am I? You know, who am I joking around with here? I'm about to go on vacation for a few days, so. That's why I like having John here today. It's like, let's get this going, baby. Let's hit vacation time. And then the great David Noble will be filling in for a few days. I think a song is going to come to a mind here in a moment, John. I think you might be singing a song in just a second. I don't know. We got to see what the mighty Human Z has for us first. Z, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Dobre utro, comrades. Here is Human Z comrade calling today. Special Kremlin announcement. Special endorsement. Pamela is more predictable, comrades. Thank you very much. One point, though. And I'm going to go back to my English parlance. I shift personalities here. You know someone is from Detroit when they say Detroit instead of Detroit. And Kamala with her little word salad there and at the end, whatever the hell she said. And I don't ask me if I was at the rally. I was painting my garage this weekend. So,
fake. And then watching the paint dry.
Something else. Yeah, I first saw us watching the paint dry, knowing that woman was shit, that woman, you know. So anyway, good morning. Thank you.
When I saw, see, Travis, when he answers the calls, he'll just say, okay, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? And in one sentence or two, what do you want to talk about? And all I saw was Kremlin loves Kamala. So I thought it was like a here comes Kamala. Kremlin loves Kamala. I thought maybe a song was in store, but you just never know. Full of surprises around here.
Well, speaking of that, of Comrade Putin, got a story for you here from Insider Paper. That is from today, and that under the file of the toddlers in the Kamala White House are still playing with daddy's loaded gun. The story is the following. The U.S. is close to an agreement to give Ukraine long-range cruise missiles that could reach deep into Russia. Now ask yourself, Aaron, what could go wrong with that?
Well, and meanwhile, let's look at the true cost of John Tester's votes. This is part of what I was talking about in Butte on Friday night at Pork Chop John's. And then again Saturday morning, we did a great event outside of the Perkins right there on Harrison Avenue and I-90. The true cost of John Tester's votes, you think about it. After John Tester voted for Joe Biden's $5.5 trillion spending binge, here's what it's costing the average Montana household: $3,620 more on food, $6,050 more on housing, $5,190 more on energy costs, over $10,000 more on transportation expenses, and these numbers compiled by Americans for Prosperity Montana. So basically, Montanans are paying nearly $30,000 more just to maintain the lifestyle that we had, say, 4 years ago. I mean, and so yet John Tester has all the money in the world to give to illegal aliens and all these other countries, but we're paying for it. Groceries, gas, taxes, everything.
Dude, check out my Twitter post from yesterday. I go to the grocery store, walk out of there with three little bitty sacks. I buy some garbage bags, some shrimp, some paper plates, peanut butter, $64.
I saw that.
$64.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's and that's why, even though Montana is doing better than elsewhere across the country, imagine how much better we'd be doing if we got Washington in the right direction, right? It's like Helen is going in the right direction. Why is Washington going in the wrong direction? Well, we all know why. Lee in Billings next up on the phone lines. Lee, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Today I'm calling in regards to news piece I saw on one of the local TVs here. It's been a couple of weeks ago. They did they covered the voting registration offices that are opening on the reservations. And in their interviews, in the background, you saw nothing but Tester posters all over the wall. Now, I don't know, is that legal under campaign laws or whatever? It may be perfectly legit. I don't know, but I thought, well, that's kind of interesting that they're, you know, allowing them to do that. I thought that there was not supposed to be anything political in those kind of situations.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, if it's in an actual elections office, drop off location, et cetera, something like that. I wonder if I'd have to see the actual interview. If I were to guess, and this is just me, you know, guessing here. If I were to guess, they probably did an interview with like one of these dark money groups. There's a dark money group called Western Native Voice. And basically, it's a Soros-funded outfit. So here you have a organization funded by a wealthy liberal white guy trying to convince Native Americans to vote for the Democrat Party. And, John, what I just find so interesting about that is here you have wealthy liberal white guy George Soros funding an organization to get people to vote for the Democrat Party when the Democrat Party is deliberately harming our reservation communities with their open borders policies and so much more. I mean, but yet, you know, it's a wealthy liberal white guy that's pushing this whole thing.
I've been pounding on that since March. And you remember back in March, it comes out a story that the Tester campaign was pushing, they said seven figures. So that, you know, for those in Rio Linda, that means $1 million at least, you know, onto the reservations to, in big quotes, get out the vote. Well, that's a bunch of BS. What that means is they're using that for their ballot harvesting, and they're going to be paying people for their ballots and for their votes, just like they're trying to pay off athletes for their endorsements. It's going to be one big cheat scheme.
Well, and look, for the Crow Reservation in particular, John Tester and his war on coal has been very harmful to the Crow tribe and to the Crow Nation, and jobs and the revenue that brings in. And now, isn't it interesting that these liberal federal judges are trying to block a deal with the Signal Peak coal mine north of Billings, south of Roundup? They're trying to broker a deal with the Crow tribe. And it's a liberal federal judge appointed to the bench by Democrats like John Tester and Max Baucus that's slow walking that deal. So, keep voting for the Democrats that are literally flooding your reservation with Mexican drug cartel operatives and taking away economic opportunities like Crow Coal.
And you know what? I think that's a failure on the part of the Republicans as well, because as far as I know, we don't have that consistent voice, that consistent message getting to the tribes, educating them and telling them, look, this is what's really going on. This is what caused all of this. Everything you're complaining about, this is who caused it right over here.
All right. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Greg in White Sulphur. Greg, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've heard it yet or not, the latest protester commercial on the radio. There's a guy comes on, I think his name's Levi Jones. He says, I live northeast of Malta. And he goes on to talk about the crops that he raises and stuff, grasses and whatever. Anyway, he goes, I'm a lifelong Republican, and I'm going to vote for Trump, but I'm also going to vote for Tester. And then he goes on to give a list of the pro-Tester things that he thinks about. He goes, oh, by the way, Tester is a really great senator for eastern Montana. mistake
right.
Number one, because he's not eastern Montana. He's the whole state. And then he goes on talking about how great Tester is on infrastructure and how great he is on irrigation and other stuff, and how he's supports the Second Amendment. wait a minute. How come he's F-rated by the NRA if he's pro-Second Amendment? So anyway, if anybody in the area out there by Malta knows this guy, Jones,
well, see,
go smack him upside of the head and explain to him the problems with doing a split ticket. Trump needs to have a Republican Senate to get anything done.
Figuratively speaking, smacking upside the head, of course, is John. Here's my theory on what's happening here. Is okay. Oh, John Tester's so great for irrigation. Really? I got a dry riverbed to show you. Really? What? The High Line is dry right now. It's going to be dry for another year. John Tester has been in Washington, D.C. for how many years now? Nearly 20 years. And then he was in the state legislature before that. 30 years this guy has been a politician. And yet our water is running dry right now. That's not a success. That's a failure.
Any day now, Tester's going to be out with an ad wearing a MAGA hat. Any day now. You watch it.
drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The levee wouldn't be dry if Conrad Burns was still the senator in that seat, but the levee went dry under John Tester's watch.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The same people that promised you keep your doctor, you keep your plan, and you save on average $2,500 a year per family. Millions and millions of Americans lost their doctors, lost their plans. That's government promises. Guaranteed government job and guaranteed government child care, guaranteed government college, guaranteed government retirement, guaranteed government healthy food. How's it work out? Always ends up the same way. Unfulfilled promises and more poverty. And as a result, then you have to calculate how much of your freedoms you gave up in the name of false security. That's the left. And they've become more radicalized. You see it now in Europe, and you see Europe becoming, you know, with under Paris and walls. That is their vision for America.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, at Blinds.com, they have their Labor Day mega sale. It is here, Blinds.com. Now at Blinds.com, they make upgrading your home simple, easy, affordable, and there's no better time to score some of the best deals of the season. Now, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, they have award-winning design experts. They'll give you free virtual consultations on your schedule. They can even send samples right to your door. Now, you can do the measuring and installation yourself or let Blinds.com handle all of it. They install unlimited window treatments for one low, low cost. And at Blinds.com, they have covered over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. They'll make upgrading your window treatments non-labor intensive with Blinds.com and their Labor Day mega sale happening right now. For a limited time, save up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Plus, score premium doorbusters up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got another caller on the phone lines here. Let's jump right into it. Sean in Libby, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Yeah,
morning.
The gentleman that was just on is right on the money. I heard that commercial. And that guy, his name is Jones, just stated generalizations. Generalizations don't mean anything. It's the specifics. If you truly understood Tester and he knew the specifics, he never would have done that commercial. It's not viable. It's just you can punch holes through that. And I heard another commercial that was put out by Tester a few months ago with a supposedly female soldier that was over there saying she got hit with sarin gas. We were told for years there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So is that fabricated, or does Tester know something that we don't?
Well, what I think is happening with this, you know, irrigation and Highline water story, because both you guys, I mean, Sean and Greg, you guys are exactly right. Look, this ad, oh, John Tester is good with guns. What? He has an F from the NRA. He voted in support of two of the most anti-gun Supreme Court justices ever. So he's very clearly anti-gun. But you and I kind of talked about this a little bit during the break. What I think is clearly happening here is John Tester is holding the Highline hostage right now. Basically, the water is drying up. The water that provides irrigation, drinking water for towns across Highway 2, the water is dry. I mean, there's a riverbed that's completely dry right now. That should have never, ever happened. John Tester should be held accountable for that. But instead, what he's saying is, either you guys support me or you're not going to get the money for your water. next year. First off, what makes these people think John Tester is actually ever going to deliver that water 1 year from now? It should have never gone dry in the first place. He should be held accountable for it. But these guys, they're being held hostage. So, you know, quid pro quo is what it looks like.
Well, lesson number 537 of Democrats play for keeps. And, you know, we joke around a lot here and we have a lot of fun. And, you know, we do some hyperbole here, but totally absent hyperbole here. This right now in November is the biggest elections of our lifetimes. If Kamala Harris gets in there and they have four more years at this, this country is over forever. It will be irrecoverable. And if they have that Senate, if they have John Tester still in there, if they get the House, they get all three branches, it's over. They will slam the door shut. They will eliminate the filibuster, enact their entire agenda, and this place is over forever.
Well, and that's why, look, it looks like Trump is in the lead, especially in the battleground states. But you can't just, you know, think that just because Trump's going to win Montana that he's going to win the White House. Now, I think he's on a good path right now. But what if he doesn't win? We need the Senate to be a backstop. And that's how important this U.S. Senate race is here. Let's see. We got about a minute to go is all. And then John will stick with us for the 9 o'clock hour. I want to talk about the Vietnam Wall in Butte and more. But let's see. We got about a minute to go. John Sinrud in Kalispell. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Well, first of all, Aaron, for anybody to believe that the commercial that just popped up is actually true, and the individual is actually there, which I just did a quick research on, and there's only one Levi Jones in Malta, Montana, and he's not an older individual, he's a young kid, then I don't know what you believe, because you got to trust the verified, and just trust what Tester has done, not what he says. Additionally, if this individual is so great, because I know an individual that was going to not vote for Trump, but then, or she, that then heard Harris say that she's going to tax individuals on unrealized gains.
And that's what flipped their vote, huh? All right, sorry, we got to hold it right there. We got a hard break to hit, and then back.